Joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have Coach Jake Bennett. And Coach, 58-50 loss here tonight, but girls really responded well after the first quarter.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we kind of talked before the game a little bit about just how we were going to respond. And, you know, adversity is going to come in life, whether it's on the basketball court or off the basketball court or whatever. But the response and the choice you make afterwards matters the most, and that's everything. And, you know, our girls really took that to heart. We really fought. I felt we really fought hard today, and there were some chances there where the game kind of slipped away, and our girls responded with adversity really well by kind of getting back and, you know, going on runs of our own and answering with shots of our own. We had some open shots at the end that we just, you know, couldn't hit, which is kind of how the game went a little bit. And no, I was super proud with the effort tonight.
Yeah, I believe 11-0 run there at the end of that one quarter.
Yeah, right before halftime.
Yeah.
No, a lot of momentum there. Started with the three by Peyton. I think that might have been the only three of the game, which is kind of crazy, you know, putting up 50 points and only having one three is a real testament to our girls moving the ball well, finding open shots. We really talked a lot about how, you know, Bella's going to be physical with the press and stuff like that, so our guards and our posts being able to get into bodies and, you know, being able to control the ball, seeing the girls up the floor and all those stuff while taking contact in and kind of getting the contact the other way as well. It was just really good to see as from a coaching standpoint. It was also good to see and be in this type of game because, you know, we have playoffs coming up here in a few weeks, and hopefully we get ourselves into some games here where we're going to be able to make runs like this, and it's going to come down to the end, and now our girls have a game against a really good team where we were having to foul and try to get some points to where it mattered here at the end. So I thought this was a really great opportunity for us to be in today.
Plus, you got a lot of home games coming up here that'll help out, too.
So yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah, definitely.
That's really nice.
Tori White, big night for her, 17 points here. She really was able to kind of take the ball and dribble in close to get her a shot off the glass that she likes so well.
Yeah, we saw that advantage kind of in the first half as well. We knew they were going to go with a smaller lineup with one post, so we knew it was going to either be Addie or Tori that was going to get some looks there, and so Tori kind of found when we got the mismatches we wanted off of some screens and off of some sets that we had, getting the ball into her in the post, and she was able to, you know, like you said, kind of control down low and kind of get the points that she needed. Eventually, they doubled down in the second half, and it led to some kickouts and some wide open looks and some cuts from our guards as well. And then Addie's girl had to help over a few times in double in, which left Addie under the rim a few times as well, so she was able to benefit some points that way as well.
Yeah, she got to 13 points. Four baskets, and I have her down for like five free throws as well. But it's nice to see three players in double figures, especially, you know, coming off the tough game against Dallas Center Grimes. She kind of respond like this on the road again.
Yeah, and we talked to you about like having purposeful dribbles and, you know, moving the ball where it needed to be moved. And I thought we did an absolutely great job of just playing team basketball today, where it wasn't anyone being selfish or trying to get their points or anything like that. It was what's the best shot for our team. How can we use our dribble purposely to get into the lane and either find a jump stop and score or find a dish out or a kick out and create open spaces on the other end of the floor as well. So overall, I thought it was a really good job. And, you know, we talked to you about, like, just handling pressure, and I know I mentioned this earlier, but just the ability to know that Capella wants to rev the game up. And there were a few times to get away from us in the first quarter, I think. Our girls responded well the second, third, and fourth quarter with being able to bring the ball up effectively without turning the ball over and being able to create advantages off of that as well.
Seemed like there was a little shift in the officiating, too. Early, it seemed like it was pretty physical and what have you, and I think towards the end of it, they got a little tighter on their calls, it seemed like. But
yeah, it might have. But, you know, too, like, our girls responded well to that, I thought, and you know, towards the end of the game, it was a four to six point game there towards the end. And we had some open looks to kind of trim it down a little bit. We just didn't make some shots as well. So, you know, I think that also plays into it. Turn the ball over a little bit here and there, passing through hands. Those are a couple things that we could clean up, and that score maybe trims down from, you know, an 8-point. So all of a sudden we're up by 8, you know. So I think multiple things probably go into that as well.
Definitely. Yeah. So, Pella Christian coming up. Also, I think you have the makeup game with Indianola this coming week, too, right, on a Thursday night?
Yeah, so Pella Christian Tuesday, Indianola Thursday, Oski Friday. Our girls are, you know, still hungry. We really talked about, like, coming after this with, you know, on fire, ready to go. And I thought it was a really good step towards that. We didn't knock down the barricade yet. So we told the girls, you know, be proud of the effort. That's the effort that we expect to see the rest of the year. And that should be the standard for you guys going forward. And now you use that with a chip on your shoulder and still stay hungry to get really three important conference games coming up the next week.
Yeah, I mean, you guys beat Pella Christian down at Pella Christian, so that's definitely one you think you should be able to get.
Absolutely. We know we're going to get their best shot, too. They want to get us. I think we split it the last 2 years.
Yeah.
We want to get that one, but, you know, we're going to expect to get everyone's best shot going forward.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for joining us. Best of luck. We'll see you next week.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Jake Bennett joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by High Beam.